Welcome to Societal Shapers, a podcast by PL Cadilla, the place to get inspired, find your purpose and courage, and get tools to become the next female leader, creating real results and meaningful changes. Hi, welcome to the Societal Shapers. I am your host, PL Cadilla, and today with me I have Richa Pandey. So Richa Pandey is a founder and change maker of Mummy Richa. So I'm going to share a bit more about Mummy Richa's profile and then allow Richa to take it away. So Mummy Richa has 10 years of experience in the field of education, and she's been working closely with young children. And she understands the dynamics of kids' behavior with and without digital gadgets. So this is really interesting because my kids are glued to their digital gadgets. She's keen on playing a role of change maker in the field of education and learning. And now she is working on products that kids or parents can use for a digital detox. So now let's find out a bit more from Richa herself. How did you start this amazing business?
Thank you for the lovely introduction, Pierre. It has everything to do because of my daughter. The journey started after becoming a mother. I have been into education prior to that also, but I started learning more deeply because of motherhood. And motherhood has played a vital role in this. And I started understanding and looking closely towards children and parents in a different way. The reason behind was I lost my parents during my pregnancy. I lost my father. Before my daughter was born, I lost my father-in-law. And while she was just 1.25 years, 1 year to 2.5 months, I lost my mother. So this was the birth of Tinker Myself as a product thing. Before that, I used to do blogs. I just used to do blogging as a diary kind of a thing. So I was not serious. I was not aware of what I'm doing, but I just like to express myself. So this name stayed with me, Tinker Myself. And then I started working for children with this name because Tinker is like fiddling, thinking, and think yourself. So I wanted to make children independent. Mm-hmm. And plus, I realized that what is the role of parents in the journey of a child? Because I lost my parents, and it was a very difficult journey for me to come out of that depression. It is just because of my daughter that I stood by, and my husband definitely. But a lot because of my daughter, because it was like if I, being a 30-year-old or 31-year-old, was not able to handle this, how will it be for small children? So I have to be strong for her. But when I used to see at public places children being glued to screens while they're in the company of parents and not in the company of strangers, that was like a eureka moment for me, that your child is with you. It is a free time. You are in a queue, you are just sitting, you are waiting for the flight, you are waiting for your meal in a restaurant, and your child is with this gadget. Whether you are there or whether you are not there, but gadget will always be there for them. It is we who will vanish one day. So let us utilize this time with our children as much as we can. And I belong to India, where a lot of emphasis is given on marks, on education, rote learning. It's not just the numbers that count. It's the time, experience, feelings, so many things that a child learns. So that was my tagline for a long time. Learning happens everywhere. And that was my motto, that wherever you are, in whichever place you are, you can teach a child anything. So suppose you are sitting in a restaurant and you have a glass of water. You can tell a child how much water is there in this glass. So you have shown the child the concept of measurement. So it's not that you always need books, you need always need resources. You just need time for your child and love and passion. Like you have, a parent needs to give the confidence that no matter what, we are there, and the child will start taking it.
I love that. That's so beautiful, Richa. I mean, I struggle with it as well, right? So there are moments where there are teaching moments because there's topic to discuss and conversations to be had, and also depending on the age of the child, right? So if the child is at an age where you can actually have conversations and where you talk to them, they will listen to you. Mm-hmm. So what about, you know, kids who are younger? who can't really have a conversation with you, and you are in a queue, for example. So there's not like a space for you to, you know, be able to sit down and then, you know, engage with them. Then how would you be able to do that? To distract them or to, yeah, get them off the gadget?
You don't need to. First of all, the concept of giving the gadget to the child is absolutely wrong. First of all, we should not give that. So once a child, it's a parent who is handing over the gadget to the child. Mm. It's not the child who's getting it at the forefront. And there is nothing wrong. People are working really hard to make the content for the child. Like I used a lot of baby TV when my daughter was young. And it has done a beautiful job. The rhymes that they were using, the music that was playing, the motions. So there's a lot of research and things going on, which is the reason that you see so much development in children. So in that baby TV, around 9 o'clock, the timing was such that the shows used to stop, because that's the time when children will be off to sleep, around 8 to 9. So it's not that gadgets or technology is bad. Overexposure is bad. So we can use it, because it's not that parents are also human beings. And I am a daughter of only one child, but there are multiple kids. Sometimes you get into twins. So what will you do? This technology is for your rescue. It's there to help. So it's the parent who's misusing it, or not misusing it. We don't know the reasons, and we're just overusing it because we're so much occupied. So when it comes to younger kids, we don't need to distract them for anything. We just need to give attention to their needs. So why a child is crying, why a child is showing tantrum, maybe they are feeling hungry, maybe they want to express themselves, and we are just worried about a work or something which is going in the back of our mind, and we are not able to give them the listening ear. And that's why they start frustrating you. And then when we hand over the phone, they find really nice stuff which they are learning, enjoying, and they get endorsed into it. So technology is doing the part very well. It's us who has to take that part.
Yeah,
they understand
exactly
what type of tone we have to use, what type of voice modulation. All these YouTube videos you can see, they're so soft. Super simple songs. They are so, like, I used to love listening to them every day. So beautifully done. The music, tone, visuals, so soothing.
So the technology is there for us to leverage if we need it. But it is finding the balance of not to overexpose our children, not to be over-dependent on gadgets, not to overuse it to a point where we are outsourcing our parental jobs, right? So I completely agree with you, Richa. I actually believe that, you know, that there's pros and cons. Usually we try to distract our child by giving them a gadget because you don't want them to be naughty or run around, etc. Then, you know, people will start complaining. But at the same time, also taken away the ability for the child to just observe, right? To observe the environment, to understand where they are, what they're doing there, and how to respond to this new environment. And that's being robbed of our child when we just hand them over a gadget. And I like that. So you should share a bit more about us. You know, how can parents balance between gadget and free play for their children, especially now that many of us are forced to be confined at home because of the lockdowns, etc.?
So once a child becomes independent and they have cultivated the skills like reading, writing, other interests, they will not be so much glued towards or so much attracted towards the gadget. That is the first shift that you will see. So it is the limit, and they will understand why the limit is being imposed on them. So 30 minutes or maximum 1 hour, it's not bad. But generally, children, when they start watching it, the time gets extended and extended. So we have to see that how much a child is expressing. There are certain factors that we should consider. Is your child verbal? Is your child communicating with others? Is your child social? Are they able to express themselves? Because with technology, what is the biggest drawback? That everything is good. Everything is nice. Everything is happy. But life is not like that. They need to understand the problems. They need to understand the failure. They need to understand the discomfort. So is your child being socially active? That is the most important thing, because we are social animals. We are also animals. We need to interact with our community, whether we dislike them or like them. It's okay. There's no harm. If we feel jealous with someone, it's okay. That's a part of our nature. But we need to interact with them. So I hear a lot of parents like telling children a lot of importance towards sharing, a lot of importance toward not to be jealous. And I don't vouch on both these concepts too much. Let a child first share the thing with them. Then once they are done with it, definitely they'll go out and share it with others also. But let your child enjoy that moment with a particular toy, with a particular thing. It's a precious thing for them. Immediately something they got new and you tell them to share it with others. How is it possible? They're small children. And then we're telling them just share, share, share. No, first let that child do it. They will definitely go and switch it over because they also want to show it off. Mm. Then we tell them, don't be jealous of others. It is, everybody wants to excel. So that feeling will come. Let it be. Tell them, explain them, it's just a feeling, it will pass on. You will also improve, you will also develop, you will also grow. So it's the human behavior that we need to understand. That's all. They are small kids. They will come up with everything. So once they have cultivated their interest, they will not stick to gadgets too much. And even if they do, they have to. Because technology is playing a very major role in our life now. So we cannot take technology away. In this lockdown especially, the children are doing the whole schooling online.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong.
This is very insightful, Richa. So do you have any data or stats that can back how this, how attuned a parent is with their child when they are young? And how this impacts them growing older into adulthood. Because I really like what you mentioned about the jealousy and about the sense of sharing, right? Sometimes we actually impose that we think they should share, that we think they should not feel jealous. So we're basically saying, you know, suppress what are feelings we're having. Those are invalid feelings. Yes. It shouldn't feel that way because it's wrong. Without really allowing them the space to explore what they truly feel, knows what it means, and then figure out how to respond to it, right? Yes. So how does this impact a child as they grow into adulthood?
It impacts very badly. Because generally what happens that they become self-obsessed, and because they are young, they don't understand, like they cannot give it back to you that easily. So they might do it in front of you, but later when they grow up, they may become selfish and they will not like to share or like to, like ultimately your true nature will come up. It's only that they have not realized it and they are just doing it for you. Mm. So it does impact with anxiety issues, hyperactivity issues, bullying,